I guess that works. Yeah. Welcome, Femcom, to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Yeah, I got 30 cream. You know, so I switched to oat because I'm, you know, when you get older, I'm lactose intolerant already. But what? When I was younger, I drink more and build up the immunity. But when you get older, of course, just, and this week I had too much cheese. I eat a lot of cheese, so instead of having milk, I have oat. And look at this. I've been getting the chobani. I think that's Japanese, right? It's not, I'm saying it like it's Italian, like New Jersey Italian. You know, Jersey. Chobani, yeah. That's oat thing. Oat creamy. I got a flavor one and it's breaking apart. Like, oh. That sucks. It smells good though, it's vanilla sauce. And it's not too sweet. So like it's good. But they break apart. I'm on the bottom, the top? It's okay. Then what the stuff falls on the bottom? Oats. Whatever the oats remnants. Chunks fall on the bottom. Not like the regular one. Regular one, doesn't happen. But the flavor one, yeah. So I don't know what the chemical react. Maybe this chemical thing about them that makes it go. From now on, that will be the word. Like, things didn't go well today with this, and it's making everything else. And for now on, we're gonna say it. It's called reference to like this poor connection I'm getting. I know why, because I'm downloading the Unreal Engine again. I forgot to back it up, so now it's better. Okay, now we got excellent connection. I paused it. It's 73% done. So one of the projects, which is the city one, I want to see it. And hopefully my stuff comes. They said yesterday, but now it's like, oh no, it's going to wherever, this other place. It's going to other places. It went from Virginia, which I was tracking it is from Virginia. Then the first thing came out of my mind was that movie, John Carter. Right? It's like, I'm John Carter from Virginia. Virginia, and what those Martian thing, Martian humanoids, kind of, with the double hands. They're like, what? Virginia. Virginia. What is it? Oh. No, no, that's not my name. I'm from. It's like, you are Virginia? No. I don't know. I just thought of that. I thought it was funny. Yeah, I went from Virginia. Then went up north to Maryland. I guess this is going on an airplane. Instead of, it's probably going through the, I know UPS contracts with the passenger planes. So it's going there and coming down. Maybe, I don't know. That's so weird. Maybe a train. There's a train that goes from New York City to Miami. Remember that? I'm just like, interesting. But I love, a lot of people like, oh, you're just tracking because you're crazy. You know, you're just like, oh my God, can't wait. I can't wait. It's like, no, I track it because I like logistics. Like, that should have been one of my career. I could go into it. Maybe. I don't know. Why not? Let me see where it is right now. Very important piece. It will help a lot. So by now, people say, oh, I know what you get. What you got. It's going to help with the Unreal Engine a lot. But I still need two or three more pieces later on. But because the price is, just delay. So it'll be like, okay. It's delay, where did it go? It's on the way, but it's delay. It's delay. What do you mean delay? It says on the way, but it's delayed. Is it airplane? I wish they would do more. Like a USPS would actually show you where he went. I'm like, oh, this is cool. But now it's like, eh. Who cares? If it comes in weekend, I don't care, but I wish I could see the logistics. Like the full, like a few details, it doesn't teach, it doesn't tell you anything. It just can't see the whole detail. Like, oh, come on, UPS. So I had to keep logging in to see where everything, how it's transferred, and speculate. It's like, oh, this is fun. Oh boy, right? It's like, oh my God. What's it? Hello, podcasters. We know the sea pockets. Ding, ticky boxes. Ding, compared to switch to ACAS. Switching from your host. So, trying to grab my business. Walker Street, New York. I don't know where that is. ACAS. I think I probably know these guys. Yeah, when you work in New York, you know everybody. And here's another thing I thought yesterday. You know, this parties. Why work in fashion? Maybe it's like in the street. They get invited. You just started, right? This company. Doesn't matter what age you started, and then they can get a chance. It's like, do you get a job? It's like, we invite you to a party. Okay. You don't just go there and pick up a drink and pretend you're like famous. Age. Check me out with my champagne glass. Or check me out with my martini glass. Like, oh, I'm so privileged. All that stuff. No. You got invited. They don't expect you anything, but they're watching you. Your leadership are watching you. If you're apprentice of someone, they're watching you. What are you doing? You're there to make contact with people. You can do it informally where we can do it like business. Hey, but people tend to like, ugh, business. Oh, it's the business guy. But if you're like Trump, is hey, I like your jacket. So where's it from? It's like, okay, cool. I have a little chat about things. Then like, so what do you do? So I do this. So what do? You do that. Hey, we can work together one day. Make contact. That's what you're supposed to do, right? And you don't get invited to this party just to mingle. You can mingle, but you gotta do your job, because the higher up, like, hey, this guy's worth, you're watching, this guy's worth keeping, right? Because they're gonna make contact with the right people, and we're gonna get a better deal with a product in the end. So yeah, that's all you're supposed to do. Just like musicians, like, we're gonna get a better producer or better recording, or we get into this club we cannot get into because our guy went to talk to somebody else and made that connection. And that's what they want, because sometimes the higher ups, they don't want to make connection at all. Maybe they're not articulate. So that was the thing. So because I try to connect with a lot of people, I wound up knowing a lot of people in New York or industry, like gaming industry and something, and fashion industry and something. And met someone who was in a car club, and I met people in a car club too. Of course, then we got a newer hardcore, so I know. Well, I don't know, because I haven't been around, so they know me, some know me, some just like, huh? So, oh yeah, yeah, I remember you. But they will connect it. We will connect. So it's great. But I don't know. Wonder why this guy wanted to switch hosts. I like popping. I mean, I don't know. If popping kicks me out, I'll just do a regular one and just get a website. Say, here, go there and download it. I won't do it. If I want to do it live, I'll do something else live. There's always places. Federal Reserve is going crazy, so I don't know, they're doing something crazy. Well, today is all the prices went down. Perfect time to buy. Don't buy Ether. Sol? Yeah. If you know where Sol's going. Yeah, it's 57. Like, my God, I know I bought some like a little higher, but I'm hoping it goes to back to 20 again. $20? Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy more. And you stake it, and you stake it, then get more. Right, and just put that in that wallet, that auto staking wallet, and just pull it aside. Don't even use it, just let it sit for years to come. And that's what you do. Perfect time. Even Bitcoin's not bad. 31. But right now, I got the ticker working so I can look at price. Oh, now it was 57, now 67. Wait, what? Dogecoin's 10 cents. Okay. Let me see what BTC is. This thing is doing ping pong. Or something. I don't know what it's doing. It's weird. I guess when it changes a little bit, it activates. So, B BTC is 31,500 something. Not bad. Not bad price if you want to get out. Will it go down below? I don't know. It's going to stay around 30s. I'm pretty sure because that was a prediction by a lot of people. So it'll be around 30s. So. But that's the best one too. Because there's a limited amount. I mean, just imagine I have this coffee. If there's a really, really good creamer, the last bottle of it, and people are scrounging for it. It's like, oh, I miss coffee with cream. So, oh, it's the last bottle. It's like an auction. I'll pay $1,000, and the next guy will pay $3,000. The next $5,000. That's what BTC is like. It's like the last bottle. At some point, that's the last one. Guess what? Everybody put money in there, and it's going to keep going. People put other, you know, they put other currency in there. It's going to go. And with, I mean, fashion company. Talk about Gucci. Gucci just said you can pay in crypto coins. They're counting on it. Soon, all the fashion company will do it. Then soon, everybody will do it. It's like, screw the fiat. And that's when what central bank thing. Printed stuff or minted stuff from nickel or from I don't know what the material they got, and that's when Federal Reserve is going to be like, oh, whoops, bye. They will go. It's old system. It's no, I explained it some. When a fresh print of paper money comes out, it's already in debt. Even the paper, even before you print, you put the paper in the roll, put the roller into the big printer. I think it's in debt already. And you just keep printing. Guess what? And you can do that. If you're playing some game, crazy game, like, you know, upstairs game. Yeah, you overprint and you kill the system. That's how you do it. And say, like, we want to crash the system, but in the meantime, we're going to pocket all the money. We create a cost so that money, we say we're going to do this, but we actually just going to pocket it. Then let's go buy stuff. Buy houses, buy boats, buy something, then wait. Wait till everything crashes, then we can sell the thing for lots and lots of whatever is coming. Yeah, so people are collecting a lot of stuff. Like, whoa. And there's a lot of movement about selling houses. Big shots selling big houses. What are they doing? Or are they doing it because they know, oh, this is the last time we're going to get busted? Oops. Last time. What are we gonna get? What are we gonna get? You know, you can get all sorts of stuff, but I saw one thing on DZing today, this morning. I thought this is cool. I like this house. I like the way they built it. So one thing you do is buy one of these houses. Garbage and fill it with art, an NFT art. They can sell it as a bundle. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just, whatever. I don't know what they're doing. Do they know what they're doing? I don't know what they're doing. Or is everybody's, oh, my house is too big. Let's narrow down to little things. I don't know. It's a lot of people being, you know, got out of the city, but a lot of people move, bought houses in the city, and they're counting on that the city will recover. And by then, they'll be like, hey, my house is worth twice as much, and I'll sell it. Then, who knows? Or maybe somebody's, I always want to live in the city. It's crap now, but I always want to live here. Cross my finger, it'll be okay. For years. No, okay. Yeah, sure, why not? I wouldn't. No. But then I would go out, go buy a beachfront property or something. Buy a small property and put a container house, tiny house. And I'd be happy. Or make a container garage. That's what I want. I want containers next to each other, like four containers. And cut a hole in between them. And all of them. The whole thing would be floored with the whatever that granite stuff they use. Or the concrete, like a glossy, polished concrete. Like, yeah, this is my garage. Look how cool it is. Yeah, it's good. It's a container. Yeah. Why fill it with cars? I don't know. What? Everybody who's on this podcast? No, I want the Miata RF. Yeah. I don't really need a Bronco. No, but if I don't get a Bronco, I want to fix my MDX. Fix it up a little bit. Don't get a dirt bike. After that, I don't know. Anything. I don't know what. Maybe I'll keep the cheap Civic that I'm going to learn how to drive stick again from. And just build it. Or a Civic or something. Just rebuild it. Maybe make it into a rally. That'd be fun. Go rally and show up at the meet. Go up to Ken and say, hey man, remember me? It's like, who? It's like, all I have to say is 43. And he knows. And mention a few names. And he'd be like, oh, wait, you. But just, no, he won't be like surprised. He'd be like, oh, that's cool. Shake your hand. That's it. That's all he is. That's how all my friends are. Well, you are. Well, some of them are just out. You know, like Jimmy Costopo from Murphy's Law. He's like, wow. He would say stuff. Wow. He deemed me Mr. Clean. So he deemed. Say, like, nobody do a tattoo on him. It's Mr. Clean. So, of course, somebody can, but I told him, so, well, next time we met again, I was like, do I keep my khaki? If I get tattooed, do I lose my. I don't say yes. I'm like, oh, damn it. All right, I won't get a tattoo. Like, if somebody forcefully blew a tattoo on me, say yes. I'm like, oh. So now I have to look out. People, wait a second. We'll put a scenario in there. Like, somebody's going to kidnap me and ink me. So, for laughs. We're just saying, no longer Mr. Clean. It's like, damn it. Damn you. I'm Mr. Clean, damn it. However, I am marked by a lot of scars, like all over the place. The last big one's on me. I still have it, still there a little bit. Oof, it's fading. So my bottom ribs. Just putting out this Christmas light and one of the branches from a palm tree kind of digged in, because I almost fall backwards, like lost my balance a little bit, like whoa, and I went so that mark's been around for a few months. Crazy. You know, I went from houses to a tattoo somehow. Yeah. To money and well, I don't know. I don't know what these people are buying. But you know, if the truth comes out, you're busted, right? Don't the authority take your stuff? You know, auction off, like that guy with the JDMs. The possible girl with the JDMs. Yeah, it's an auction. They auction off. So maybe it's not such a good idea, but people want it. I don't care. I just want someone. I want that. Someone. I want that. The addiction. It is. Let me see what the article was. I guess you don't have it. And the Miami F1 success with the fake boats, the fake water. Why better? Because you know, when the F1 crashes, it'll fly. It's just they would just go somewhere. And if it's on the water, that's a dangerous spot, because then you gotta get a diving crew to get the driver out. You don't want that. Majority of the time, you don't see those accidents, but just in case somebody loses tire, loses grip or something, and just flies right through the fence and into the water. You don't want that. Me out of a GTI. My favorite used car in Carvana is less than 1800. Really? Oh, the original. The previous version of Miata. 2012. Well, that's a bad 65,000. Yeah. That's nice. And just a Mini. I haven't thought about that. I'm getting a Mini Cooper. I learned to stick on a Mini Cooper and kill it with a clutch. Come on, get in there. But I was told that Mazda and Honda are pretty easy. Clutch is pretty easy. So I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Let me see. Honda Accord EXL. 18 grand. That's not bad. That's also pretty cheap. 18 grand. Carvana just lost like 25,000 employee. Wow. Oops. Wait. Why are we listening to? Oh. OMD. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to change it. Music wise. No, this one's okay. I'll keep it. What's wrong with you? You want to go forward or go backwards? And look, on this article on the drive, it says the era of Carl Jung forever is coming to an end. Well, here's the thing, dude. It's better to have, like, say, as long as you live, you pay this much. Subscription fee cars. You always get the new ones. The new one comes out. Just drive into our factory and we'll give you a new one. You can drive home. So it's always new, it's always up to date, and it's always safety safe. I don't know if I want that. EV, accounts, but combustion engine, no. Like, if you got a Porsche 911, old school one, you think you want to give that up? I don't know. I think a lot of people will be like, no. Like, no way. No. Even like Miata, the old school Miata, be like, no. It's a great car. I want to keep it. So I don't know. I think the future is gonna be mixed. Like, you can have one car that's on a subscription, then you have your weekend car. Your weekend car. Separate. Parking in the garage and waiting for you. Every weekend to go. Drive me, please. Is it going? It's probably like that. I think so. So, I don't know where else is. It's 30 minutes. Okay, 33. Guys, I saw some reviews on the Dinesh movie. Some people, this is a wake up call, real wake up call. Of course, they all said, "Well, we don't care." Here's a bad thing. I think yes, what he did is great because it tells the truth. Like. Tells the truth on both sides. Like, who's doing, you know, cheating? People cheat. Then you think about it. It's like, the other side could say this. Well, you guys cheat too. You guys probably do the same type thing we show you on the videos. How do we know you didn't? But this thing has evidence, like real evidence, like on what exactly happened, what and who and what the stuff. So the other side can't say anything, so they're blocking it. Go, oiks, joinks. And Mr. Musk is on the news again. There's a lawsuit. It's just gonna keep going. This echo, 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 echo. Go do something else. Yeah, go do something else. Go find out. Go. How about this? Go watch Google I/O 2020. I'm not gonna watch. It's not. I don't know. I used to watch these things. Now I'm just even like people like NVIDIA or some game company. Oh, we got this. I'm like, no. Even Apple. I watched the last couple ones. It's not exciting. Nothing exciting. It's not Steve Jobs exciting. So just and so many people have so many weird opinions, and people. Echo chamber in the same exact time the stuff's live and you see it. Just this is blah. If I need it, I'll get it. If I don't need it, I won't research it, I won't do nothing. Just sit back. Man. What happened? What happened? Who? Where? What? I got some stuff I gotta delete. I ordered some stuff. Extra things. And a gift. For mom. Hopefully it will be here tomorrow. Now hopefully the other thing will be here tomorrow, but I don't think so. This is delayed, so I'm guessing it's delayed. It'll be funny, it shows up as a brick. Oh, I got stooped. Like, no, can't go this way. Oh, it was, give a few calls. I'm like, hey. Hey man, what is up? Why is this guy still selling stuff? Get him out. Get out. Get him out now. No, it would not. I would just call a lawyer or something. Well, just complain. Complain to Amazon. Like, hey, man, this is not cool. Oh, find your money back. Fine. Just go buy the official one from Amazon. Not the one I really want, but I'll get the equivalent of it. So scams. There are a lot more scams, but I don't think this one is. But here's the thing, the product, I don't know, some people complain about this company's product, so it looks like it's just a guy, normal person, they don't have a lot of stuff, they sell just this one thing. And it was 100% reviewed, and all of a sudden they got 50%. I'm like, ooh. It's like, ooh, that's not cool. I don't even look at your post once in your picture. This may be the best happen that Buddha is not in good health. Cheers. Putin. Be to water has, I'm allergic to water. Even my own tears feels like acid. Well, that's weird. Yeah, some people have this. It's weird. How do you get allergic to water? Or is it because the water is filled with something else that we don't know? Strange. There's something else, an atmosphere is raining down this part of the water. Do feel bad for it, but then, you know, without water, you don't live. But there's gotta be a way to filter it. Could be tested? I don't know. It's weird. It's one of the strangest allergy. I cannot drink water. Strange. What else is there? I'm just scrolling on like New York Post. I'm like, come on, ex-employer. Aquagenic urticaria, a rare condition with only 100 cases. Itchy hives, contact with water. That's weird. Rare diseases. Also had a conversation with that. It's like, okay. Do you thrive from it? I think I said that something. Like, I don't understand. Like, do you thrive from? Like, what do you mean? You don't have this condition, so you find a way around it, and figure it out, then you share it with the rest of the world. So here's a solution. That's thriving, instead of it's like, right? It can go all the way to. It doesn't make it right, wrong. Doesn't matter. Just things can go the other way. It's like, I'm a victim of this because this world sucks. It's full of this thing, and I'm the victim. The victim of. Do you want to be victim? I don't know. Some people want to. If you want to, go ahead. Right? If you don't want to, go ahead. You know. Why I'm going like, whew. I don't know. I'm just scrolling on articles and it's just me. Nothing grabs anything. Not even Unreal Engine. I'm looking like, Even there's a guy who remaked Need for Speed Underground 2. I'm like, oh, nice. Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's just strange. Strange in the last couple weeks. Just like, I don't feel. It's like, can't have my coffee and just sit back and listen to music. And just do the stuff like the old days. Still, I'm like, oh God. Seems like there's no freedom of movement on a certain level. And the people who are doing it know it. And they're doing it, keep doing it, because I got better off you feeling. I'm getting that feeling already lately. I'm better because everyone's depressed to that point. And that's from depression. You ever been depressed on something? Yeah, that's depression. Sorry, it's not worth it on my point. On the way I see it, it's not worth it. But if you're gonna do that, hey, go ahead. But that's not a good place to be. Okay, so anything else? I don't know. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go early because I got nothing to do. I just want to listen to music and have my finish off the coffee with this chunky creamer. Once stir it, it's fine. But once it's still stand still, it's getting that chunkiness again. So I'm gonna do that for a little while, and I don't know, zoned out for a little bit, just stare at something for an hour or so, then I have to go get lunch. That's what I'm gonna do. This is one of those days. Just put everything on the side and just zoned out. And somebody say you're stoned. You say, maybe. That's today. It's just strange. That's like a whole week's. Last few weeks has been, I just stare at nothingness. And let this electronic music keep playing. Like, yeah, so anyway. Wonderful Wednesday of May 11th, 2022. Have a great day. Stay off the green, not the green screen, but stay off the blue screen. You can film something in green screen, but stay off the blue screen as much as you can. You don't need to virtual signal, you don't need to echo. Just zone out like me, have coffee, listen to music. Repetitive music. Have a wonderful day. And I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.